first of all, it's free on the Microsoft App Source. And so if anyone can just like right now go into the Microsoft App Source, download it, and start searching for their slides. So it's really that simple.
Hey there, and welcome to yet another episode of the World of Presentations podcast brought to you by us at Presentation Agency 356 Labs. I'm Boris, your host today, and with me it is Heather Lemmy. Heather, I pronounced that correctly.
Yep,
you see?
Good job.
So Heather works for a company called Aploris, and they produce a software that all of you who are into the world of business but are still being asked to present, as I like to say, whether you like it or not, you need to be aware of. That software is called TeamSlide. And TeamSlide, by the way, were one of the sponsors at Present to Succeed 2021, our first event. Thank you so much, Heather, everyone on the team, for supporting us back then. It was so much needed and it mattered so, so much for us to pull off this event. This time they are bringing something new to the market, and that's why we have Heather here to talk a little bit more about what's happening there, what are they doing, and how they can help us, how they can help you that are listening, watching to this one. But before we fire this up, Heather, give us a little bit of context of how did you ended up and how what happened so that you are now working in the presentation industry. What happened there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's kind of an interesting story. I studied marketing and web development in college and started my career with Chick-fil-A as a marketing and sales director. Have you ever had Chick-fil-A?
No, I have heard about the brand, obviously, but okay. you don't have I'm a vegetarian. So I don't eat meat, but I don't eat meat. I don't eat any meat since I was a child. So I'm okay. A completely different story. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because I'm a vegetarian now too. So I totally get it. But anyways, back in the day I was not, and I was working with Chick-fil-A and, you know, just helping them grow sales, increase awareness in a low awareness market. And I, ended up looking for a career change. And so I was looking around, and by happenstance, I met Kartik, who's a founder of TeamSlide, and just through a connection. And I joined the team and just dove right into the presentation industry. And so it was very random, but I was able to apply those skills from marketing into this industry. And so now I've been on the team for about 3 years, and it's been great. It's been so interesting to learn about, you know, what the art of presentation and how, you know, people can perfect it.
Yeah. So how do you feel about the presentation industry in general? Like 3 years in, is it exciting? Is it like, obviously it's not, probably you notice that it's not that well developed as some other industries, but overall, what's your feeling here?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's something that's almost like a niche market. Like, like there are only so many people that are so good at these things, you know, designing presentations and crafting these stories and even presenting, you know, it's like an art form. So I think it's really, you make a good point. Like people, it is kind of behind some of the other industries because it, you know, it didn't really get a running start, I guess, but now it's running. So it's been really interesting to see how it's growing.
Yeah, absolutely. Same for us. We have been in this space for now 7 years, and it's great to see the you can definitely say that the industry is now having a little bit more visibility. Yeah. Like it's a little bit more popular. People start to know that there are things like presentation agencies, that there are people that are specialized, as you mentioned, in the world of storytelling, in the world of presentation design, the public speaking part, the delivery part, etc. Anyway, Heather, we are not here for that. Let's be very useful to whoever is listening to us. Our audience are business people, HRs, marketing people, salespeople, IT, designers, what have you. These are actually the same people that come also to our conference, Present to Succeed. You have announced a new product that's called Slide Finder. Correct me if I'm wrong. Tell us a little bit about what problem is this to solving to those people? Like what's behind it?
Yeah, so Slide Finder is a really exciting new product that we've just released, and it's solving a problem that every person in the presentation industry is faced with, which is finding their PowerPoint content, which you wouldn't think would be so hard, but you know, if you use PowerPoint in particular, it's a challenge. And but to understand Slide Finder, let me tell you a little bit about how it came to be. So back in the day, the founders of TeamSlide were actually consultants themselves. So day in and day out, they were designing PowerPoint decks, putting them together. That was their job. And they became super frustrated with trying to find their slides. You know, they like knew they had the needle in the haystack, couldn't find it. You know, it's like buried and couldn't find it. I'm sure that's something you've heard people struggle with in this area of work.
Yeah. And if you think about it, there are quite some people that normally and by default, their behavior is to, whenever they have to start a presentation, they actually are looking for something old that was created by someone else somewhere in the organization so they can save a little bit of time. So
yeah, exactly.
Yes, I heard about
it. Exactly. So yeah, that's how TeamSlide came to be. And so, you know, fast forward to today, and it's been helping hundreds of people, you know, find their slides and just use PowerPoint more efficiently and use their time more efficiently. But then another problem came up, this time from TeamSlide users themselves. And they came to us and they said, hey, like, this is great, but we want to be able to find our personal slides in our cloud drives. So we said, all right. And, you know, worked on a new tool that would allow them to do just that, to reuse their PowerPoint content more efficiently.
All right. So how does it work exactly? Like, can you use it as, like, if you're an individual user of PowerPoint, can you use it, or you have to be like, that has to somehow be deployed throughout the organization, and that's the only way?
No. So Slide Finder is great because, first of all, it's free on the Microsoft App Source. And so if anyone can just like right now go into the Microsoft App Source, download it and start searching for their slides. So it's really that simple.
Okay, and what about like, can you deploy it also on the corporate level? If I want to see, for example, I don't know, I'm looking for some marketing data and I'm in the tech team. Can I somehow search the slides of the marketing department also?
Yeah. So really that's sort of how we set up TeamSlide to be, is more of like to be used by teams to find slides. But you know, it connects to Slide Finder connects to OneDrive and SharePoint. So if I was on a marketing team and I wanted to use it to connect to my marketing team's SharePoint repository, I could do that. But really, TeamSlide is more set up for the collaboration, whereas Slide Finder is more for the individual use.
For the individual user. Yeah. All right, interesting. So you said that you can install it from the Microsoft Store. So would that mean that like anyone can install it? I'm just thinking of, because many people in the corporate world, you probably know that they are not admins of their machines. And I'm like, would that be possible? Would they be able to download that and install it? What are you seeing? Do you know, or at least a little bit of data around it? Have you heard anything related to, are people in the world of business freely able, let's put it this way, to install it without asking the IT department to allow for it or
that's an excellent consideration for sure. We have run into that occasionally with TeamSide, because TeamSide, you know, just has to connect just a little bit more in depth with your content. But with SlideFinder, we haven't run into that issue yet. So I'm sure with some companies that are very, very, you know, you have to have permission to open the internet, you know, like I'm sure that's an issue for some, but widely it's been fine for people to download.
Okay, so normally, like if you're not working in a super restrictive kind of environment, this should work. And again, it's in the Microsoft Store and not in the in the PowerPoint or the Office Store, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it's I think they call it the Microsoft App Source. So not App Store, it's App Source. And you can just go onto that it's like a website, and you can just go right in there and search through their add-ins and you'll see SlideFinder.
All right, I was even opening here some things on my end, live, so I can see something.
Okay.
Yeah, you are right. So actually, I can already see it in front of me. So if you are listening to this one, or if you're watching this podcast on a video, probably because I don't see myself anymore, probably there is a little bit more light right now in front of on my face because I have PowerPoint opened in front of me. So everyone that's listening, watching, so if you go in a blank presentation, go to the Insert tab. In the middle of it, there will be a button that says Get Add-ins, right? And if you go there and click on the Store button to the right, and you just type in SlideFinder, you will have it. The first thing that shows up, first result in Google, is like SlideFinder by TeamSlide. And you can just click and add it into PowerPoint. So it is that easy, actually.
Yeah, I'm glad you were able to find it easily.
Yeah, super, super easy. Okay, so how is it searching? Like is it searching the content on the slide itself?
Yes. So it's actually searching the text and notes that are connected to that slide. So it's very useful.
Okay.
So it sort of works as like a search engine for your PowerPoint content. So it's like Google for your PowerPoint content.
Yes, you are, wait, this is kind of new. So you can search also the notes section.
Well, you don't choose to search it. That's just how the algorithm works in the background. So if I typed in growth and I had connected to my SharePoint repository, it'll search all my content for PowerPoint that is somehow has the word growth.
Yeah, that's nice. One quick one here. Is it just SharePoint and OneDrive enabled for now for the repository, or is, for example, Dropbox or Google Drive, I don't know, some other repositories also enabled for SlideFinder?
SlideFinder is just for SharePoint and OneDrive right now, but TeamSlide does connect to Google Drive, Dropbox, Box, and you know, a lot more repositories. But SlideFinder is just a simple SharePoint and OneDrive.
Brilliant. All right. So that will be very useful to a lot of people, because I know that this sometimes it comes up as a question like, okay, but we are using, Dropbox. Can we connect to Dropbox in a way? But normally what I see, at least with our customers, is that Office 365 is so dominant. And people are so, like, there is just so many users and so many people using Office 365 and OneDrive all together with Office 365 that, yeah, I can imagine this is the best decision there, obviously, for sure. So there was a little bit more about, like, when did you announce the tool? When did you release it?
We announced it maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. And yeah, so it's been very recent. So we're just trying to spread the word about it so people know.
Brilliant. And do you have already some people that are testing it, some people that are already utilizing it heavily? What are you hearing there?
Yeah, definitely. It's available for free. So we're able to, you know, see how many people are downloading it. And it's definitely gaining popularity. So that's good news. And we're hearing good things about it. I mean, it's just so intuitive. People don't really have issues with it. So that's a good thing. And they're able to just start searching within a few minutes of connecting to it.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, one last on the slide finder part. Even though the platform, the tool is now, okay, 2 or 3 weeks, we're recording this, what is it, 25th of October? So, okay, let's say that it was announced in October 2022. All right. Even though it's that early, even though it's that new, is there, like, have you heard and can you say, obviously, what are the plans for the tool in the upcoming months or in the future? Like, is there something that you know it's coming, but it just requires a little bit of time?
Gosh. I honestly am not sure if they have any plans to change it or anything. So I don't have any juicy story for you there.
All right. I'm just willing to ask always, because whenever there is something that's behind the scenes, it always becomes like, should I say it? Should I not?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I prefer to not say it. So it's always a consideration. All right. So in regards to the slide finder, obviously everyone that's listening, you can find it on the App Store inside of PowerPoint. As I mentioned like 3 minutes ago, you can find it and download it. For sure, if you download it, if you play with it, I'm sure that Heather will appreciate some comments, some feedback. You can just make sure that you send her those comments over LinkedIn or on their email. We'll make sure that we put some emails in the show notes. But also, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure that you comment under the video and just make sure that you place your comments around how is it, like what is your experience with the tool. Heather, 16 minutes in, tell me more about, like, you are coming from outside of the presentation world, like you have spent quite some years in another industry. What are, like, back then, or can you come up with the biggest presentation mistake, let's put it this way, that you have seen in your previous career, like before joining the presentation industry? For sure, you have seen so many presentations. Like, if there is one thing that you are going to pinpoint and say, yeah, that was the I have seen this so many times, which is that one going to be?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think the biggest mistake maybe that I've seen in a presentation is the classic having a slide full of text when you're presenting.
Okay.
Like just loaded with text, as much text as will fit on a PowerPoint. And it's distracting from the actual presentation, and you're almost like, should I write all that down, or should I maybe pay attention to what the person is saying? I think that's been just kind of like a common mistake that I've seen.
Yeah, and you're based, like, we can see this normally mainly in Europe, because most of, like, 90% of our customers are here in Europe, and that is the still, even today, is like the default behavior.
Really?
I would say. Oh yeah. Unfortunately. Or fortunately.
You're trying to help them learn.
Unfortunately for some, fortunately for others, it is the case. But I think that even when I was in the US for some conferences or trainings, I have seen the same approach, which means that this problem is like so widespread, let's put it this way, that it's still shocking. Do you think that, like, now coming from that industry, the other industry, to the presentation industry, do you happen to see this problem less? What do you feel?
Definitely less. I think the people that we work with are really good at what they do, and you know, so their slides look amazing and they're exactly how you would want your slides to look like, you know.
Yeah.
So I'd say I see it less now that I'm in the industry. I think it's more so when someone gives a presentation and, you know, they don't really have the experience with creating decks and designing slides and all those things.
Yeah. All right. Happy to hear that this is becoming less and less, probably, hopefully, out there in the world of business. By the way, do you have somebody talking about this? Let's go to the second to the last question here. We always ask our guests, who is that person that you have seen before or you have seen recently that's in the presentation industry or not, right? Maybe a business person who for some reason made a huge impression on you with the way they communicate, with the way they present. Who is that person so that we can, do you have a person like that so that we can try, find them, chat with them, ask them to come here and join us on the podcast? Any name? Just one name though.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So the first name that comes to mind is Jesse Itzler. Have you ever heard of him?
No, but I'm typing.
Okay, so he's actually here in Atlanta also. And he's just this outstanding entrepreneur, author, presenter. He, you know, gives these really big keynote speeches. And he's very inspiring. If you watch any of his, you know, past speeches on YouTube, I mean, you're going to be like, wow, I can go change the world now.
Okay, so his name again, Jesse?
Jesse, J-E-S-S-E.
Yeah, and the family
Itzler.
Name?
Itzler.
All right.
You find it? Right.
I think I have it. Yeah, I think I wrote it down correctly. So we are going to make sure that we also tag him in the episode. Hopefully he'll see this. And let's see how he reacts. Coming and receiving a recommendation by someone without even knowing somewhere in a podcast, we'll see that is someone that we didn't have on the podcast. We'll try to get him here, especially if he is a great presenter and is doing that as part of his work. Heather, 22 minutes already in, which like disappeared or like that. One last, we always ask a two-part kind of question at the end. What is the best place for people to connect with you in terms of social media network? Or you can say email, of course, if you don't like social media for some reason, which I don't think so. If you're in marketing and you are not into social media, it's like, that's interesting. What is the place where people can reach out to you, and what is the best place for people to know more about SlideFinder and TeamSlide?
Yeah, so you can find me on LinkedIn. My name is Heather Lamy, and you can find me on there. And then you can find TeamSlide at teamslide.com. Really easy. And you can find SlideFinder again in the app source or just in PowerPoint, clicking get add-in. You can find it in there or teamslide.com/SlideFinder. So, yeah.
I'm writing down the teamslide.com/SlideFinder also. And we'll make sure that we put all of those links in the show notes or in the description below if you're watching on YouTube. Heather, it's almost, we're not close, but it's almost half an hour. You see, this is, even though this is one of the first podcasts, at least for the presentation industries that you are invited in, I'm sure that you are going to get into, we have quite some podcasts in our industry, I would say, which is great. So probably you end up being in many of those at some point very, very soon. You see that time is flying by very, very quickly here. So thank you so much for joining and giving us that insight around SlideFinder and the fact that it's announced and the fact that it's free and available to use to everyone. So thank you so much for joining and spending the time here.
Thanks, Boris. Thanks for having me.
Everyone, you heard it from Heather. SlideFinder is free. So at least the last thing, at least you can go ahead and check it out, see how it works, see whether or not it's saving you a lot of time, or at least a little bit of time, probably to be quite some time, to be very honest, and give her some feedback, or again, write us your feedback in the show notes, in the description below, or in the comments, or somewhere in social media. We'll make sure that we are going to see and comment or send those comments to Heather if she missed it somehow. So again, thanks to Heather and everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you like the podcast, share it with a friend. Like, subscribe it. You know how to do this, those things. And if you still don't know about Present to Succeed conference that's coming on April 28, 2023, it's switching into hybrid mode. So we'll be in hybrid next year. Hopefully we'll see you there. Go and check it out at presentsucceed.com. Thanks again, everyone, for listening, and see you in the next one.